A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It's time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast in the universe.
That's right. Really, according to us only.
No, we actually won an award. I didn't tell you.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I can't tell you which one because I don't know off the top of my head, but I did get contacted by an award and they said we won it, so it's good.
Wow. All right. Well, my name is Devin. That goon over there is Gunner.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we do stupid things all relating to conspiracy theories.
Yeah, this is great. Now, we run through some, conspiracy theories that you find on the internet, Dev, that, you know, we can't prove if any of this is true or not. And that's the best part.
Right.
And then we get to my shtick where I make up a conspiracy theory. I find another one that's on the internet and you have to determine which is which. Now, I'm starting to fall down the score line here. Like, it's not going my way.
So the only times you've ever even caught up a little, you've never been ahead of me.
Never.
It's always been, I got a point, then you got a point. I got a point. But at the beginning, I was telling you how I knew you were lying.
I know.
And then I stopped doing that and you, whatever, you got caught up.
Yep.
And then you fell behind again, so I started giving you your tells.
Yeah.
And then you started catching up, so now I am no longer telling you how I know when you're lying.
Which is a problem for me because I'm just falling by the wayside here.
It's
I don't think
15
I,
to 10.
Yeah, I don't think I've won in the last 5 weeks here. So I need a victory today. So I think I have what it takes. Now, of course, okay. Where can they find the show?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and on Instagram, of course. Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure that you are subscribing.
Yeah, leave a review so I'm not the only one who left a review. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gunner left a review on our own podcast.
I just didn't know it would have my name on there. So whatever. That's embarrassing.
Oh, what a douche.
Anyway, let's just jump on into this. Yeah, total douche mode on a Friday. What do you got over there today?
All right. So one of our favorite things, I went like the lazy route today.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just talk about something that's one of our favorite things to go over, and that is space.
I love outer space.
So we've talked about things like the moon on Jupiter.
Yep.
We've talked about all sorts of different things in space, but we've never really done like a comprehensive list.
Yeah.
So this is 10 space conspiracy theories.
Oh, see,
so
I
hit 10 of them.
I love this. Now, in another life, I would have been a great astronaut. I really should have focused more in high school on math and stuff.
Yeah.
I could have been on Mars right now. I think I could have figured it out.
No, you would have fallen in line with number 10 on this list.
There's number 10. Okay.
The dead cosmonaut.
Okay. Well, there it is.
So this is, I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, man.
So basically during the 1960s, the Soviet Union and the U.S. were in the race to become the leaders, right,
yeah,
in space exploration. And so they were, you know, constantly trying to be the first one to do this. So the Soviet Union had the early edge in 1957 when they launched Sputnik.
Okay.
Okay. So then in 1967, the Soviet Union had, they sent this first cosmonaut into space, Yuri Gagarin.
Yeah.
Okay. However, the conspiracy is that these two Italian brothers had a listening station in Italy to intercept communication, and they overheard a cosmonaut prior to this dying in space.
You know what? I actually...
So that's the cosmonaut you would have been, the first one they send off to die.
Dude, 100%. I would have died. But I actually heard about this because it was some Netflix, I don't remember which Netflix space show or conspiracy theory thing, but there was a thing about two Italian brothers who were like listening in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that, but you're right. I'd be dead in no time.
You would be that person. You're the guinea pig.
Yeah. Didn't they send a monkey first? I think they sent
a
monkey
first.
This
guy serves no actual purpose in life, so.
Let's send him up to space. They should put people who are on death row, they should shoot them up to space to see what happens.
That's actually.
Like, you know,
they're going to die anyway, right?
Put them to use. I don't know.
The recordings are available online, which is interesting. So we're going to have to go through and dig through that. Number 9 is shifting poles. Some believe that Earth's North and South Pole weren't always located where they are now.
Okay, I like this.
They believed that Earth once rotated on a different axis, so everything is completely changed. The reason they aren't telling us about this is to avoid panic, which I don't know.
Oh my God, the North Pole isn't supposed to be there.
Like, this is, I don't know, to me, that's just like not that big of a deal.
How would that cause panic? Like, who the fuck's going to sit there and listen to that and be like, oh my God,
I can't believe
the South Pole, the North Pole, they're not real. There used to be a different, the Earth spun in a different way. Who cares?
Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you.
I think that one's made up.
Number 8 is something we talk about often, the secret lunar base.
Oh yeah, there's a lunar base. I actually told my kids the other day there's definitely a base on the moon, which I probably shouldn't be telling my six and 4 year old this kind of crap.
I mean, you don't make them the weird kids at school. They're gonna show up and like I mean, they already show up and tell their friends at school the weird stories that you make up.
No, but here's the deal. I want them to know the weird stories, because then they're going to be the ones who run the base on the moon when they're in their 30s.
I mean, probably not.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. They're my kids.
Yeah, so the conspiracy is just that there is a secret lunar base on the moon. We already know.
Let me ask you this.
About that.
Do you actually think there is, though?
Totally.
There has to be, right?
Yes. Because I think there's one on the moon. I think there's one under the ocean.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, I'm in with you on that.
Yeah.
And we're going to discover both, and we're going to be rich.
Exactly. Number 7, Illuminati and Majestic 12.
Okay, can't wait for this. The fucking Illuminati.
Right. So secret governments are obviously a staple in conspiracy theories. We talked about the Illuminati. Was that last week?
Yeah, or 2 weeks.
I
can't keep this stuff straight.
I can't either. We dove into like a lot more detail. So according to William L. Moore, he's a UFOlogist.
How do you get that gig?
It's, I mean, it sounds like he just made it up.
Yeah, like I'm a UFOlogist. It's like, all right.
It's UFO is in caps, and then logist is in lowercase letters. So
can you imagine
is it UFOlogist?
Can you imagine getting his business card? You're like, what are you doing, bro?
I don't know. I don't think that's real. I think he just made it up.
Well, I'm one of those now, too.
So that's what he is, a UFOlogist.
Okay.
He said that Majestic 12 was a code name for a secret government department headed by Truman, which a lot of people know that Truman goes hand in hand with conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. He met with aliens for sure.
And so that Majestic 12 was just the code name they used for this extension that was investigating extraterrestrial life.
Okay. See, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Number 6. Yeah, I mean, we've all heard this one, of course. Roswell, Men in Black, and Area 51.
Yeah, see, okay, all this stuff is real.
This one, I'm not even diving into it because we already know about all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Roswell, New Mexico, the Men in Black, how Area 51 is literally, they have aliens there and we know it.
Oh, 100%. Well, but we don't know it. See, this is where I go back and forth. Sure, do they have one alien? Maybe, but do they also have some kind of dinosaur in there? Probably.
Yes.
I don't know. They probably have a lot of shit.
Oh my gosh, I would like sell a piece of my soul, because I sell it off a lot, so it can't be the whole thing.
Yeah. But doing pieces,
to know what's there. I would like start fitting horcruxes for...
Dude, see, you did this all wrong. If you want to find out this information, all you have to do... See, it'd be easier for you than me, because I could go to Area 51 or find the local bar or restaurant that all the people who work there hang out at, and I could hit on one of the top honeys at Area 51.
Oh,
but
could
she's,
you?
Yeah, I could. I'd be like, hey...
So, like, one of the top science professionals...
Yep, was hanging out, and I'm
most
talking...
Most brilliant
to
minds in the world.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And I'd be like, hey, like, you know, I buy her a drink.
Be like, hey, I was the guinea pig. They wanted to send me up to space to die.
I'd wine and dine her a little bit, you know, maybe get a little frisky. And then she'd tell me all her business. And then
one of the most brilliant minds in the world
would totally fall for this. Now, if you maybe, but maybe not. Now,
wow, your confidence just never stares.
But if you went and did it, you could definitely, you and I, what we need to do is we got to find out where all these people are hanging out down there.
Yeah.
We both need to go and at the same time do a challenge to see who can sleep our way to more information. That's all I'm saying. We're both married. We shouldn't be doing this. But if we're finding out information, it doesn't count as cheating because now we have knowledge.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put the kibosh on that one.
I'm not. I'm going to dream about this later tonight.
I forget sometimes because like I made a totally great Harry Potter reference earlier and you don't know them. When I'm selling pieces of my soul, right, and I'm fitting them into horcruxes.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant. I thought you were talking about a whore. Like, that's what I thought. I thought it was some kind of horror
joke. I wish you knew Harry Potter, because that's actually really funny.
Well, I could be a wizard. We don't know.
Okay, number 5 is Planet X. Does our solar system contain a giant unnamed planet?
Well, probably. Here's the deal. It's one of those situations that we're only as good as like technology and like, yeah, we have telescopes and shit. So could there be another planet out there? Maybe. But don't you think they would have found
it? But it's in our solar system.
So if they found Pluto, you would think that they would find a random planet unless the planet was black.
Yeah. I mean, it's confusing because obviously this whole conspiracy is around the fact that there would be like a 10th planet. That is if you include, I include Pluto as a planet because I grew up with that.
Yeah, Pluto. #StandWithPluto. Yeah, stand with Pluto. That's our movement. Stand with Pluto.
Yeah, #PivotForCash and #StandWithPluto.
Stand with Pluto.
Like, I'm sorry, but I did, like when I was in whatever grade, all of my solar system representations that I had to do.
Projects had Pluto.
Had Pluto in it.
So when all of a sudden they decided, oh, Pluto's not a planet, it's like, no, fuck off. Pluto's a planet.
Yeah.
I was told my entire childhood Pluto
was
included.
And I'm sorry, but we're grandfathered in, so this needs to be like what happens with your health insurance. Like, no, I'm grandfathered in.
I'm grandfathered in. #StandWithPluto.
Exactly. So they're claiming that the government is forcing these observatories to keep the planet's approach totally secret, again, to prevent panic.
What's the panic? Everybody's getting panicked about nonsensical stuff.
Yeah, I have no idea.
What the hell?
Proponents of this theory cite earthquake and weather data as evidence of this planet's growing influence on Earth. So they're saying it has a lot to do with things that are going on Earth.
You know what's going to cause panic, right? It's going to be a giant spaceship with fucking alien lasers shooting down over New York City. That's going to cause panic. Having a random planet out there that's doing nothing to anybody, no one's going to get worried about that.
Well, right. Like, there's just no... this one I don't believe because... I'm sorry, what would be the use in not telling us... If there's another planet...
Who cares?
Well, exactly.
Unless there's something on that planet they don't want us to know about, which at this point, who even knows?
Yeah. All right. So number three is the Flat Earth Society.
I love Flat Earth.
We've talked about this a little bit, but it's very, very interesting. On our Instagram page...
Insta.
We did a post when we went into the Flat Earth Society in more detail, like 4 or 5 episodes back. And somebody commented and was all... And a lot of the pages we follow on there, too, are talking about how it's real. Like, the Flat Earth Society, the Earth is flat. You need to know this. And then there was a picture of a guy. He went to, like, the tallest point in some country. And he had this camera that was way up. And it showed that the Earth was rounded. Because there was something where you could see it.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how that works.
Did you ever watch that one documentary I told you on Netflix or about the Flat Earth movement? Man,
I did not.
You got to do that, man, because of the Flat Earth people who like fully believe this.
Yeah.
They think we live in a bubble, right? And somebody is controlling the bubble.
We also end the fact that Antarctica is actually a huge wall built around the Flat Earth.
Yep.
Built around the Flat Earth to keep us... in and keep us safe.
Yeah, so it's I don't see, after watching that documentary, I can't buy into the flat earthers, but there's a lot of people that believe that shit, and it is weird, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, too many people who believe
this stuff, like, dude, when you sit around and you just believe the earth is flat, like, how do you even come to terms with that? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just way too much science saying that that's not real. So number two is the Face on Mars.
Oh, Face on Mars. Yeah. I've seen that pic. Yeah.
Yeah. In the 1970s, NASA launched 2 spacecrafts, Viking 1 and Viking 2, on a mission to Mars. Both of them photographed the surface, sent back images. And in one of them, there's this famous photo that's on a hill, looks like a face.
Okay. See, the thing is, I believe at some point, Mars probably did have some kind of civilization on it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they keep finding more and more. I mean, there's photos released all the time where it like looks like there's a little building or a structure or something that could have been there. I mean, who's to say that, you know, 2 million years ago, there wasn't a full-fledged, full-blown society living there? I don't know. Yeah.
There's an author and a famous conspiracy theorist who theorized that an alien civilization colonized on Mars, and that the face was evidence of an alien city in the Cydonia region.
Is that another Harry Potter reference?
No.
Okay.
It is not. So, when other satellites photographed the surface of Mars, the pictures of this region revealed the face was just like a big eroded mesa. Okay. It wasn't real. It was just an angle is what they're saying.
All right.
And the last one, the number one space theory, of course... the moon landing was a hoax.
Well, see, I'm so back and forth on that shit. Like, I don't think it was a hoax. Yeah. I think they went. But what I don't understand and never really did understand, and maybe you can explain it if you know.
Yeah.
Why did they never go back?
Oh, well, they've been back.
Yeah, but not to the moon. Like, nobody's landing on the moon anymore. And they haven't for years. Like, it's been like 40 years since anybody's landed on the moon, according to them. Like,
really?
That's why they're like, oh, yeah, because now they're starting to plan missions back to the moon in like 2022 or some shit, right?
Yeah.
But why? There's no way they haven't secretly landed on the moon hundreds of times, right? They're just not saying it.
Yeah, why aren't they?
I don't know. It's been like 40 years since they've had a man on the moon, they say. Like, seriously, I'm not even making this shit up.
That part is really interesting. So the reason for faking, because I always wondered, like, why would they fake it? Well, the reason for faking the landing on the moon was just to make people believe that the U.S. had fulfilled JFK's promise to land on the moon before 1970.
Well, that's the thing. And they were in a race with Russia to see who could do it first and all this shit.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I'm serious. I'm getting back to this. I don't understand why they haven't sent a man to the moon in 40 years.
That's a really good question. I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, and that's why I think there is a secret moon base that they just don't want anybody to know about, because they don't want to have to show the moon in certain parts, because they might have to give something up. I mean, why else... wouldn't you do
Especially Especially with our technology in 1970 compared to now.
Yeah, you would think if you could do it before, why can't you do it now? Like, what prevented anybody from going back to the moon? There has to be a reason. Is it fucking aliens? Could be.
I hope so.
Does somebody else, maybe there's some alien race that has a moon base that they don't want to go to war with on the moon. I don't know.
And we just promise to keep our distance.
Yeah. Social distancing.
Social distancing.
Yep.
Maybe those are there was a UFO, you know, over Long Beach.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Yep.
Maybe they're, you know, they were coming to just get a glance at what 2020 brought to the planet Earth.
Exactly.
And then they turned the fuck around
and went back to the fucking moon.
They were like, not doing this.
Let's dive into that next week though. Let's figure out why no one's been to the moon in 40 fucking years.
Yeah,
we got to figure that out, because now I'm gonna go down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
I have to. All right, well, that's some good bullshit over there, Dev. I like it a lot. Now it's time for my shit. I got two conspiracy theories. One I made up. One is I found on the internet. Don't know if it's real. Don't know if it's not.
All right, let's get after it.
All right, the first one is called Where is the Gangster? Where is the Gangster? John Dillinger was a notorious mob boss in the early 1930s. He had control over the Chicago Mafia, and while he caused a ton of chaos in the city, some considered him a hero to the people. While it was reported that he was killed by the FBI in 1934, there's a long-running conspiracy theory that he escaped the city and lived a long life elsewhere. His grave was encased in concrete, so it couldn't be dug up easily, fueling people to think he didn't die when it was reported.
Okay.
Mob bosses, dude.
All right.
Do you think I'd make a good mob boss?
No, you'd get killed so fast.
I'd be the one who was whack because I couldn't keep a fucking secret, right?
Yeah, probably.
All right, here we go with the next one. George Washington was a fake. George Washington was a fake. Here we go.
Okay.
George Washington was the first president of the United States and one of the founding fathers of America. He was president from 1789 until 1797 and is remembered as the president who led America through the Revolutionary War successfully. While his accomplishments are looked back at fondly, there's a long-running conspiracy theory that George Washington passed away in 1792 and his older brother Clarence Washington stepped in and took over the presidency so no one in America would be alarmed over the changes.
Okay.
That is, George Washington was a fake.
Okay.
One is real and one is fake.
All right. This is a tough one.
I'll
give you credit because there wasn't really any tells.
Yeah.
So I'm going with my gut.
Okay, here we go.
And my gut doesn't even have that good of a guess.
Okay.
I think you made up Where's the Gangster?
You think I made up Where's the Gangster?
Yep.
The one I made up today on One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Where's the Gangster?
George Washington was a fake.
No, you didn't.
I don't even know if he had a brother named Clarence Washington. I made that shit up. I don't even know if he was a president during the Revolutionary War. I didn't even Google it.
You didn't even Google
All I did was Google the years he was president, and that was it. Because I had no idea.
Well, congratulations.
Fuck yeah, back on the board.
Your first, it's 15 and 11.
Hey, but that, you know what? 15 to 11, now I'm closing the gap again. You know, I got to close, that gap.
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit here and there.
That's good shit right there. I'm excited.
I have to give you one every once as like a pity win.
Oh, yeah. It's a pity win. You're going to give me a pity win?
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Now, what I did today, because I was struggling to find shit, because I'm like, okay, because I can't remember the ones I've done in the past, because like coming up with finding or making one up, whatever. So then I'm like, dinosaur one. I'm like, I think I did that. Then I'm like, dragon one. I'm like, did I do one about dragons one time? I don't know. So I'm sitting there just struggling. Then I just Googled.
But you have to remember, if you redo one from that long ago, I'm not going to remember either.
I know, but I just wasn't feeling creative today. So yeah. I thought George Washington, I'm just going to make one up about him.
Well, yeah, that's impressive.
Look at that.
That is impressive. Good for you,
Kicking
Gunner.
Ass and taking names. Yes. All right. Where can people find this shit?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And subscribe, fuckers.
Yeah, subscribe, leave a review. We need that shit. Share, tell a friend, whatever you gotta do. And with that, have a good weekend. And what do we say, Dev?
We'll see ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.